Students Book English Conversation Lesson 12 Conversation.
Oh, Joseph, I missed the English class yesterday. Can I borrow your notes?
I think you'd better borrow Paula's. She takes lots of really good notes. I just draw little pictures and symbols. You'd never understand them.
He's right. The margins in his textbook are full of funny little drawings, faces, shapes. You can borrow my notes. Here you are.
Thanks. Wow, Paola, you really are neat. I like the way you organize everything into columns and charts. It makes it really clear to read. I'm finding English quite difficult this term.
But you are good at English.
Yes.
You always remember so much vocabulary. I don't know how you do it.
No, vocabulary isn't a problem. I say the word a few times and it sticks in my head afterwards. I have to say it out loud, though, otherwise it doesn't work. I use my Walkman a lot, too.
I thought you were just listening to music all the time, Anna.
Well, sometimes I am, but English music. The words stick in my head, and I even learn some grammar that way. Ooh. I record myself reading grammar rules sometimes, too. If I listen a few times before an exam, I usually remember most of it. Sometimes I listen to classical music, too. If I listen to a particular song when I am studying, and then I listen again a few days later, I remember almost everything.
Really? I'll have to try that. I find grammar quite difficult. I end up writing things on little cards, and then I play with them. Spread them all over the table and sort them out in different ways.
You just like playing. You're like a child. Show Anna your English book.
Wow. What are those snail shapes?
They're to show where there are idiomatic phrases. Look, pull your finger out.
What does that mean?
To make more effort. That's what I need to do.
Yes, me too.
It's funny, isn't it? We all seem to have completely different ways of studying and learning.
Yes, but that's normal when you think about it. Everybody's different. Oh, hang on a minute. Where's that snail? Ah, yes. One man's meat is another man's poison.
What?
One man's meat is another man's poison. What's good for one person doesn't have to be good for somebody else.
Exactly. Anyway, who's coming to the party on Friday?